Well, hello there,
Hello.
and welcome to episode 185 of the FlameFlash.net podcast. I don't have that much this time around. Do you, bud?
Not really.
Okay. So, how did your week go? The large eyes, deer in headlights look does not bode well for that, bud. It just doesn't. And I'm sorry. I am aware that the week was rough, so it the emotive nature of the deer in headlights look, yeah, I get it. I get it. Okay, so I know you didn't have much energy for World of Warcraft this week, I'm super tired, but we did sneak in some Marvel Rivals, and a good amount of that.
Yeah.
Nothing stands out too much, and I think I successfully saved a couple of highlights, so those will eventually show up on the blog when they do. But we are also due to join your brother for Helldivers in like 7-ish minutes, so yes, for Super Earth, we are definitely the bad guys.
Yeah,
but otherwise, we started watching Madam Web, actually, and I think that movie's gotten a bad rap so far. We're about halfway through. There's an hour left, including credits. So I'm not hating it yet. I don't. You had said maybe because it was strong women. Is that one of your suppositions?
Yeah.
Yeah, because
because, like, Captain Marvel, even the first one, got a bad rap.
Yeah.
Like, pretty much. And Black Widow. Quite a few Marvel strong women movies have gotten a bad rap.
And I'm enjoying it. I'm keeping up. I mean, maybe some people were having trouble with the time-skipping nature of Madam Web, but that's the entire point of Madam Web. Time-skipping. And bouncing around. So, I don't know. I have loved the nature of time travel since Back to the Future. And I am unfortunately old enough to have had to have waited to see Back to the Future 3 because it wasn't out yet when I watched 1 and 2. So,
what's Back to the Future?
Oh, yeah.
I'm kidding.
That hurt. That hurt.
But honestly, in my opinion, there's really only two things I'm like despising about the movie. One, the costumes look cheap in my opinion.
Okay.
And two, it should have been rated R.
It should have been rated R. My 16-year-old wants more blood, people. More gore. Don't just drag a police officer off stage. Murder them.
Yeah.
We're talking about a villain doing this, by the way, in the movie. So, yeah. Don't take that out of context.
And honestly, just from assumptions, because we haven't watched Kraven yet.
Okay.
Kraven, from my childhood, has always been a villain.
Mm-hmm.
In this movie's description, it says anti-hero.
Yeah. That's kind of an all-stop right there, yeah. It depends on what he's being heroic for. Like, Poison Ivy going full Captain Planet and destroying a bunch of polluters. I mean, that's kind of heroic in one way.
Morally gray.
Yeah, it's morally gray. But, yeah, I guess we'll have to wait and see when we get to that one next. It's on the watch list, but we also want to Helldive soon. And yeah. Record the podcast still.
I mean, I think reason why Venom worked out so well from villain to anti-hero was how they did the transition.
Yep. Well, and just the whole movie was billed as partial comedy too.
Yeah.
So you have that going for it.
Like Last Dance, like, when did you guys practice this?
Exactly. Exactly. Watch that movie. It's available on Netflix. If you haven't seen the Venom movies, high recommend. High recommend. But other than that, the political landscape is still a nightmare. Have you seen anything on TikTok in particular?
Not really, but only one thing that really stood out, and that was Trump insulting Tim.
Oh, and insulting Governor Walz again?
Yeah.
So.
He did something really bland, wasn't even that great of a insult, just like he's an idiot. At least make the insult spicy or something. Have it have flash.
And then, of course, yeah. And then, of course, we're still riding the wave of the rich people's feelings index pretty hard because we don't know if there's going to be a tariff or not. Meanwhile, the price of eggs are, yeah, exactly. But his election was supposed to solve all of that, right?
Yeah.
Right? Right?
Day one, I'm going to make all groceries cheaper again.
But his followers are still in a cult. They're still attempting to weaponize religion as well, and somehow tying Christianity to the Orange One, even though nothing they're doing or saying would be approved by Arab-looking Jesus, because that's what he would be. He would be brown. Sorry, guys, he's not Obi-Wan Kenobi. Hate to break it to you, but Jesus was brown. Just saying.
Yeah, scientifically, no way for him to be pale white.
That image had to have come from when Christianity swept through Europe and they're like, we want him to look like us. But, yeah.
I did learn something interesting from TikTok. Not sure if it's real or not, but supposedly there's a different, like, basically upside down version of the Bible. And yeah, that was my reaction at first too.
Okay, I'm keep going, yeah.
But I don't remember all of it, but basically the beginning of it was Mary was the creator of everything, including God, and God is the root of all evil.
Oh, I've heard various theories about that because, along the same lines, the Jewish faith used to be polytheistic, and Yahweh was the god of war, and just slowly kind of gobbled up everybody else's powers, like Pac-Man. Not like Pac-Man, but anyway, it's
Oh.
so, yeah, the foundation of Christianity built on top of Judaism. It gets complicated.
Yeah.
I think I've mentioned this before, and I don't know how we weirdly hopped around. I'll have to listen to this and get back to it, but just don't be a jerk. Be nice to people.
Yeah.
Regardless of if. So. There's a great meme of if the only reason you're being nice is because you don't want to go to hell, that means fear is powering your niceness, big air quotes, and you're therefore not a good person. Just be nice for niceness' sake. For goodness' sake, people.
Yeah.
It's the whole tenet of treat of the golden rule, which every religion has, pretty much. Treat everybody like you'd want to be treated. So I guess a lot of people want to be treated like they have a boot up their butt. I don't know.
I mean, something I do is I like to be the one to give respect first, and then it really just depends on the other person on if they're willing to give that back or not.
And if they don't give it back, you're like, bye. But you're not still running them over with a car. You're just moving on.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine the car thing, but.
Fair. Fair. But you're not actually doing it. And that's the point.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to remove everyone's freedoms because you're not following the orange one.
I've seen some people just be like, "Hey guys, what if he's actually the Antichrist?"
Your grandma thinks that. Actually, yes. But I don't know how we got to religion. Do you have anything else, though, so we can hell dive?
Not that I can think of.
All right. Well, with that being the case, this is going to be a nice and quick one. I'm tired, too, people. So,
Hi, tired.
good job, buddy. Thank you. Thank you, Nail Fury, for that.
Yep.
Well done. Well done. So this has been episode 185 of the FlameFlash.net podcast. Thank you, Nail Fury. Greetings, Ghost Sleepy, slinking through with a blanket. And leave a comment on the blog, either blog, YouTube, podcast@flameflash.net email address. I'm gonna start processing these. And we'll see everybody next time around, and maybe hopefully I'll have a lot more energy because life is exhausting. But we're making it work.
Yeah.
So take care. Oh, you're gonna do the Helldiver salute instead of actually your tagline out. All right, we'll do it. For democracy?
For democracy.
Indeed.